From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the 23rd day of September 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 63 degrees. For Monday night, it will be clear with a low around 39. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment. But first, here is the weekend in review. These are some of the stories that made the news between September the 20th and September the 23rd, 2013. At the top of the news, Jimmy Vilken is reporting in the Capitol Confidential that Democrat Sean Eldredge formally announced on Sunday that he will run for Congress next year. The 27-year-old investor posted a video to his campaign website offering hints on several lines of attacks against two-term Representative Chris Gibson, the Republican of Kinderhook, who won the seat in 2010. He promises to create jobs, protect Medicare and Social Security against budget cuts, and reduce the influence of money and special interest in politics. The race will be instantly competitive because of Eldredge's personal wealth. He married Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes last year and has already invested $215,000 in his campaign. In other political news, John Mason reported in the Register Star that the Columbia County Labor Chapter announced last week its endorsements of Mike Winnie for sheriff, Victor Mendolia for mayor of Hudson, and 13 other candidates in the November elections in a press conference at the Harvest Spirits Distillery in Valencia. All the candidates also have the endorsement of the Democratic Party. However, not all Democrats seeking their endorsements received it. Timothy Rogers, Columbia County Chapter Chair and 1199 SEIU organizer, said in a statement, and I quote, "It is clear where these candidates stand on local job creation, affordable housing, and social justice. They will hold the line on taxes, stand up for our seniors, and be an advocate for open and honest government," end quote. Also in election news, Republican incumbents in Stuyvesant, led by Supervisor Ron Knott, recently won the Independence Party designation on the November ballot. The GOP candidates successfully held off a write-in effort on behalf of a full slate of Democratic challengers. Those stories were in the Register Star. And in the Daily Mail, Brian Hubert reported that Superintendent Mary Fassett said that the bus delays in the Cairo-Durham Central School District from earlier this month have all but disappeared. Fassett said the district has been looking over the performance of each bus route, and while performance has improved, modifications could still be made. Some of the changes implemented have included tweaks to the routes and even having children ride different buses if reduced time is spent in transit. Board of Education President Susan Kosminski noted the school district will continue to work with parents to solve any lingering issues with delays on their child's bus route. Also in the Daily Mail, Kyle Adams is reporting that on Sunday, the Bronx Museum in Coxsackie wrapped up a special series of tours marking its 350th year. The tours welcomed guests into the house's original cellar for the first time in 40 years, in addition to the more standard tour of the 1663 house and the 1738 edition. The house, built by Dutch settler Pierre de Bronck in 1663, is the oldest preserved structure in New York State. The Bronx Museum is now in the process of restoring the shutters on the 1738 house, which was built by Pieter's grandson. And our final story is on the end of Free Speech Radio News. Tom Rowe is reporting from the WGXC Newsroom that Free Speech Radio News, a show that included freelance audio journalism from around the world and aired on WGXC 90.7 FM at 6:30 p.m. and more lately at 6 p.m., will air its final show on Friday, September the 27th. The show ends because of a financial struggle. The show's board of directors said in a letter, and I quote, "Our major funder, Pacifica, has not been able to pay us, and its past due balance is about $198,000, end quote. You'll find the full text of the letter on the WGXC Newsroom website, newsroom@wgxc.org. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 63 degrees. For Monday night, it will be clear with a low around 39. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Tuesday, it will also be sunny with a high near 68. Tuesday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 42. For Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 71. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:49 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 4 minutes, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. for this day, Monday, the 23rd day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.